Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Earlier in the month, we spoke with Brad Wilson from bradsdeals.com. We asked him about Black Friday. He said that this is not going to be the year of the TVs, the smaller items, the Kindles, the e-readers, so on and so forth. I'm browsing over these Black Friday deals right now. Of course, Brad's website, in addition to bradsdeals.com, blackfriday2010.com. And Brad, I mean, you don't have to tell me that you told me so, because I know you told me so. You are 100% right. There's not a lot of big TV deals. It's mostly, like you said, the smaller items.
Ralphie, that's exactly right. And even when you're talking about TVs, the price of TVs has fallen so much that, you know, Walmart has a 32-inch flat screen TV for $198. So the day of the $1,500 TV is quickly fading.
That deal, and there's one other TV deal worth noting if you're in the market for a TV. 40-inch over at Target, I believe, for $300. That's one of their doorbusters, correct?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, of note, Amazon is going to have a similar TV at the same price on Friday as well, if you can't make it out to the store.
Other items of interest, Brad, other deals that caught your eye this Black Friday?
The $3 appliances at Target is pretty incredible. They have a toaster and a mixer and some small kitchen electrics for $3, which is outrageous. There's some incredible deals. Macy's has a 5-piece luggage set for $49.99. Which is incredible. Kohl's has cashmere sweaters for $34.99. On the toy front, Walmart has the popular Zuzu hamsters for $4. They're normally $10.
Okay.
So that's normally the popular toys. They're hard enough to find, much less get a great deal. But Walmart's trying to do a little both. You know, another thing we're seeing is that there's about 10 stores that are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day, which is just incredible.
Usually you don't see that, Brad?
There was just 2 or 3 last year, so it's you know, there's a trend for sure. It all comes back to the main thing. You know, Black Friday has really taken on, you know, so much more significance in the last 2 years, as so many more of us need to get a good deal, need to save money. And with the Black Friday ads being leaked in advance online, it's really helping people plan and research and make more educated shopping decisions.
And again, you can do more of that researching over at blackfriday2010.com. That's Brad Wilson's website, bradsdeals.com. He's on the Ralphie Radio Show right now. Looking at other electronics, you had mentioned when we had spoke a couple weeks ago, e-readers, maybe even some people might be in the market for an iPad. Any deals along those fronts this Black Friday?
Yeah, Ralphie, Best Buy has the Nook e-reader for $99.99, which is an all-time low on that.
Wow.
So that's a pretty good deal, and I think that brings the e-readers within reach of, you know, of a lot more people for the first time.
Should be very interesting. Black Friday, Thanksgiving Day as well, and of course Cyber Monday too. We'll be keeping up to date with it on blackfriday2010.com and bradsdeals.com. Brad Wilson making some time for the Ralphie Radio Show. Brad, have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy this holiday shopping season, sir.
Ralphie, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.